I believe having the Sustainable Development Goals focusing on quality education for all is very necessary to end hunger, to also end war, the tremendous amount of violence that's happening around the world. If we are building peace through education, we will be able to end most of the issues we're having right now in the world. So,
what are you hoping to achieve here coming to the UN today?
I am an observer. I'm learning and seeing what is going on around, what people are involved and what actions they're taking on the Sustainable Development Goals, because we must be able to interact and engage with each other, all of us, worldwide.
What motivated you to take this cause on?
I came to the USA as a refugee, and right now our world is facing so many displaced people. This is the time in the world where we have so many displaced people since World War II. And as a displaced person and having the opportunity to be able to have education and being a face in the industry, it helps me go back home and be able to tell the story for the people who are not able to tell their own story.
What were some of the things that were most essential to you when you first arrived in the United States as a refugee?
Going to school. That was the most important thing and essential. My mother, when she took myself and my sisters, when we escaped, her number one goal is, let me get my girls out of here and make sure they get better education. And once we do that, she wanted us to be able to invest it back in our country.
What do you say when you go back home?
I go back every year. I have a school there now with 600 students. And when I go back home, I just let everyone know that we have the power to make change. And it's about taking action and being able to be self-sufficient. So the reason I focus on education, it also helps you identify who you are and being able to do things for yourself. Yes, we should all depend on each other to help each other, but we also have to help ourselves in order for us to be able to help one another.
Were there any particular challenges or opportunities as a girl refugee?
Totally. People always forget about girls, it seems like. Of course, we are still facing gender inequality. Coming from South Sudan, all you hear about most of the time is the lost boys or the child soldiers, and it's mostly focused on boys or men. People forget about what's going on with the girls.
What is going on with the girls?
The girls are getting married very young, less than 1% goes to school. They are facing violence, rape. Rape is being used as a tactic for war, and menstruation taboos and issues, a lack of access to education. That's what's going on with the girls, and they don't have a voice for themselves. So if I have the opportunity to be able to stand up for the girls, I take that advantage and do it.
Do you think it's important, or do you have an additional power as a model as well?
We have such power to make change and to reach the masses that are not really in the development world or in the government, because most of the time we depend on leaders, which we should, world leaders, to make changes. But we also, as artists, if we have a platform, we should be able to use our platform to shed light on things that are happening around the world, social issues.